Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has created. And thank God for His grace and mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for all the people who are alive on this earth, that you give Him praise and glory. Thank God for His righteousness. Thank God for the host of angels. Thank God, hallelujah, that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I truly thank God for all that He is in the time that we are living in. So much chaos is happening on this earth. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ that being merciful to us, to allow us to be alive on this earth, that He spared our life from the hand of the enemy. But thank God He's watching over us. Thank God, let's continue to pray for those who are in a nursing home, those who are in homebound, those, praise God, who asking God for healing in their body. Thank God for healing in their marriage, healing among their children, healing among the family. Praise God. The enemy, that what God said, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. He come to destroy people, family, try to destroy people, have a relationship with their children. And thank God, He is a merciful God, a righteous God. But most of all, He's a God of love and kindness and meekness. But I thank God that He allowed us to be alive today. And I truly thank God for His mercy and His grace. Thank God for all that He is to us. Thank God for all the other nations who are now turning their eyes to God now. They are praising God. They are getting away from false gods, those idols that cannot see, hear, or speak. Thank God they're getting rid of them. Now they worship the true and living God who will respond to them, who will come to their rescue. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Good morning to the people of God. Good morning to the righteousness of those who really seeking God, who is earnestly seeking God, asking God for direction. Thank God for those who are on their way to work, on their way to the house of God, on their way to their prayer meeting, on their way, praise God, to the jailhouses to preach the word of God to the men and women who are incarcerated. Praise God. We are thanking God those are on the street hanging out pamphlets to let them know God loves you and God needs you. Praise God that you don't have to go in darkness, but you can attain light. And that's the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the armor bearers. Praise God. Those who are crying, those are the watchmen on the wall, crying out to God every day, day in and day out, minute by minute, second by second. Thank God, hallelujah, that they are crying out to God for grace, mercy, for righteousness, for judgment. Thank you, Lord. So they are seeking Him more than ever before. Now, my people of God, we need to wake up. We need to wake up out of our sleep. We need to wake up and more right now than ever before. We need to lift up our hand toward heaven and asking God for His grace and mercy and His meekness. Praise God. We need to ask for the Lord of the fruit of the Spirit, that we learn to love one another and not to hate, not to hold grudges, not to be bitter. Praise God, but to love one another. We are God's creation. We are God's flower. Hallelujah. Make no difference what we are, who we are, and what we look like. We are God's creation in this world. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The world did not give us peace, but the peace comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. We need to learn to trust God more than ever before. We are in the time of peril. We thank God for Jesus Christ. People are crying out at this moment. People are crying around the nation. They are crying out for justice, for peace, for love, for mercy. We are crying out, and we as a children of God, hallelujah, we need to stay before the Lord 24/7, 7 days a week, 5 days, hallelujah. We need to trust God fasting and prayer. We need to trust God more than ever before. And the word of God say in Psalm 18, and I thank God for his strength. Do you not know there are people in this world who really is trusting God, but they are going through some trials and tribulation in their life. They are facing a lot of challenges when the enemy comes to them left, right. They don't know what to do, but one thing about it, they got hope. They know that if they got hope, they know their hope is in God. They believe that God will come through. And we all should know that with God, we can't do nothing. We got to learn to trust God in the midst of the battle that we are facing. David had to face his battle. But one thing about it, he trusts God. Throughout what he went through, when the enemy, when he felt overwhelmed by the hands of the enemy, when they all encamped around him, he had to learn to trust God. His back was against the wall, but he came out victoriously, trusting in God. And the word of God said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. And I'm reading from Psalm 18, and I thank God for Jesus. When the enemy come against you, it might be more than one of them. You can rest assured that God is testing your faith. He is stretching your faith to see what you can do when the enemy come against you. But one thing that David did, he learned to trust God. He didn't lean on his own understanding. He leaned on the mercy of God to help him through in the journey that he was facing. And David said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. David stayed constantly before the Lord. That's why the song of David is very, very precious. The song of David, praise God, in the book of Psalms are many, many verses when it relate to your outcome, when it relate to what you are going through. Some of you are going through right now and how you're going to make it because of what's going on in the government system. But one thing about God do want you to rely on him, because the Lord knows what you need. Not what you want, but what you need. But one thing about it, I can rest assured, the Lord is our strength. He will see this in the time that we are facing, when we are facing perilous times. God wants us to trust him in the days we are facing. Every day, God wants us to trust him while we walk on this journey. God wants us to rely on him every step of the way. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And the Lord says, this is what David said, the cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coil around me. The snares of death confront me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cry to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ear. There are people right now in this nation and other nations as well are crying out. There are people in other countries don't know when they're going to get another meal. Children don't know when they're going to get another piece of bread or a cup of milk. There are people right here in the United States are homeless. They don't know how they're going to survive through the harsh winter or even some devastation storm that come this way. But one thing about it, we as a children of God, we have to constantly lay ourselves on the floor, prostrate before the Lord, and asking God to be merciful to us, to kneel before him and asking God, Lord, what must we do? How can we come out of this? Rest assured, God always have a word for his people. God always have a word for his children in the days to come. But one thing about it, God is testing our faith. And that's why Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, have faith in God. We got to learn to trust God every step of the way. We got to learn to know him and to rely on him and depend on him. Not what your wealth, not to rely on the materialistic, not to rely on yourself, but we got to learn to trust God. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We got to learn to know God for who God is and what he is to us. We can't rely on ourselves. We got to learn to trust God. And the word of God says, without Jesus, we can't do nothing. And that's true. We can't because of all these things coming against us. But rest assured, I thank God by faith, by hope, by peace, the Lord is with us. That's why we got to learn to read the word of God. David had to encourage himself. He had to encourage himself when he was overwhelmed, in distress, oppressed by the hands of the enemy. David had to learn to trust God. Just imagine David was in the cave or in the mountainside or in the valley, had to cry out to God with tears rolling down his cheek, knowing that God would hear his prayer and see his tears. But the Lord saw David and saw David's face. And one thing I could say to you, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's be encouraged. Let's trust God in his word. God will never fail. He never fails. He always comes through for his children. Let's hold the faith. Let's learn to trust God. Let's depend on his word as David did. Let us know that the God is good. May God bless you and may God have help you through this journey. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.